search and destroy, ladies and gentlemen.
Because they black, all of y'all do a great job keeping your scope on us, and I refuse to believe you would plant some dope on us. They had to be wrong if you busted in their residence. They even lied and said you created fictional evidence. I gotta commend how you handle situations. Shot a youngster, beat his mama, and got a paid vacation. I know it's hard being you, so why would they question? In everything you do, we know it's all for our protection. Passing through our neighborhood, spying at night. Some consider it harassment and denying our rights. You had to have a good reason for attempting to hurt us, cause I know that y'all would never ever do it on purpose. Dear Mr. Policeman, why is everybody tripping? I just don't understand. I know you out here in the streets doing the best that you can. If I could meet you face to face, I would shake your hand. Dear Mr. Policeman, why is everybody tripping? I just don't understand. I know you out here in the streets doing the best that you can. If I could meet you face to face, I would shake your hand. Dear Mr. Policeman, them tickets you wrote for me costed over a grand. Didn't think that I was speeding, but you got me because. And since I know you wouldn't tell a lie, I guess that I was. Kinda struggling, so to not pay them is threatening my freedom. Thanks for showing up to court to make sure I didn't beat them. And we don't make it easy when we see y'all coming. Instead of just letting you beat us, we be struggling and running. I know you hate it when we make you have to use that stick. Sorry. And by the way, the taser and that pepper spray did the trick. I'm still walking funny. Hope my vision kicks back in. I know that I was wrong, sir. I'll never jaywalk again. Somebody told me you was jealous cause their car was brand new. I said, the police jealous? That can never be true. Maybe one day I can be as clever as you. You care about us, so you monitor whatever we do. Dear Mr. Policeman, why is everybody tripping? I just don't understand. I know you out here in the streets doing the best that you can. If I could meet you face to face, I would shake your hand. Dear Mr. Policeman, why is everybody tripping? I just don't understand. I know you out here in the streets doing the best that you can. If I could meet you face to face, I would shake your hand. Pardon me, Mr. Policeman. These cuffs are cutting off the blood flow to my hands. It's amazing how you kicked that dude all in his face and beat the case, even though they had it all on tape. I know you love the people in the hood. How could you fake it? And that missing drug money, I know you didn't take it. I don't understand why people accuse you of hate. I know you only follow us to make sure that we safe. I saw 9 of y'all against 1, beating them brainless. That 65-year-old woman must have really been dangerous. Cleaning up the streets is your top priority. You qualify for this. Why would we question your authority? You only working hard following training. Why the hell are the Mexicans and blacks complaining? You gotta be the closest thing I've seen to perfect. And everybody that you locked up, they had to deserve it. Yeah. Dear Mr. Policeman, why is everybody tripping? I just don't understand. I know you out here in the streets doing the best that you can. If I could meet you face to face, I would shake your hand. Dear Mr. Policeman, why is everybody tripping? I just don't understand. I know you out here in the streets doing the best that you can. If I could meet you face to face, I would shake your hand.
Anytime that we're thinking about public safety, anytime we're thinking about police or security or, you know, community safety or prosperity, we must first remember that our thought processes have been demented and our perspectives have been skewed by people that want it skewed for their own benefit. But at every single twist and turn of reality, remember, someone is benefiting. That's why they say, what do they say, follow the money? It may not seem like...
Alors, à l'instant, c'était Letter to the Law par Kay Reno, donc un rappeur de Houston, donc tout en ironie, hein, du genre, cher officier de police, on sait que si tu étais à, vous étiez à 9 contre 1 contre cette vieille dame de 65 ans, c'est qu'elle était vraiment dangereuse. On sait que vous nous suivez partout parce que vous voulez être sûr qu'on est en sécurité, que les Noirs et les Mexicains n'ont pas à se... Pourquoi les Noirs et les Mexicains se plaignent? On ne comprend vraiment pas. Vous êtes la meilleure chose, la chose la plus proche de la perfection, etc., etc. Donc beaucoup d'ironie dans ce Letter to the Law de Kay Reno. Et juste avant, on écoutait Search and Destroy en live par Iggy Pop. Alors, avec ou sans les Stooges, je ne sais pas, mais en tout cas, il y avait James Williamson. Cet extrait d'une compilation qui était sortie avec un hors-série des Inrecuptibles sur Iggy Pop il y a plusieurs années. Oui, à une époque, j'achetais dans les Inrecuptibles certains numéros. Je pense que ça ne risque plus jamais d'arriver. Je dis ça, je ne dis rien. On continue avec les Yardbirds et le morceau Still I'm Sad.
Thank you. Day will dry them, night will find they are lost. Now I find the wind is blowing time into my heart. Let the rain fall, for we are apart. How I'm sad.
Is a big part of our culture. Don't matter how rich you are, how old you are. We're just afraid of them. We got every reason to be afraid of them. You know what I mean? Like, you're a white lady. You ever been pulled over before? You know, and then what they say, let me see your driver's license and your registration, right? See? See, I'm just guessing. That's not what they say to us. Well, you wouldn't believe what they say to us. Spread your cheeks and lift your sack. Like, what the fuck? Excuse me? You heard me. Spread open your cheeks and lift your sack. I got a driver's license, too. There's easier ways to prove who I am and shit. What does that prove? I can't go to the bank like that. Cash my check. What do you mean you don't have any ID? Wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Chappelle, right this way. Why didn't you spread your cheeks in the beginning? Scared of them. I'm serious, man. You ever be at a red light, the police might pull up next to you. It won't be no big deal for you, but you know what? I'll fucking fall apart. Oh, no. Oh, don't look over there. But I didn't always know that was a black thing. It took me a while to figure that out. I learned that shit in New York. I was in New York City. Now, I was hanging out with a friend of mine. He's a white guy, you know. We were just hanging out. And we were lost in the city. We were smoking a joint. Now, I don't know if it's a coincidence that we were lost and high and shit, but... My white buddy, he was smoking a joint. Dave, it's the goddamn cops. I'm gonna ask him for directions.
I said, Chip, no! Chip, don't do it! It was too late. He was walking over there, this man was high as shit.
Excuse me. Excuse me, sir.
Touching him and shit.
Excuse me. Need some information.
Start confessing things you shouldn't confess.
I'm a little high. All I want to know, which way is 3rd Street?
The cop was like, hey, take it easy. You're on 3rd Street. You better be careful. Go ahead, move it. Move it. That's all that happened. That's the end of the story. Now, I know that's not amazing to some of you, but yeah, as one of these black fellas, that shit is fucking incredible, isn't it? I'm saying, a black man would never dream of talking to the police high. That's a waste of weed.
Ah, sacré Dave Chappelle. Bon, si vous ne comprenez pas, alors là, ce qu'il vient de dire, c'est un noir ne prendra jamais le risque de parler à un policier alors qu'il est sous l'effet de la marijuana. C'est un gaspillage d'herbe. Voilà, on écoute Préfabriqué de Trust, ce qui n'a pas grand-chose à voir.
Je pense comme je veux, pas de pression, je marche à la fascination. passion, ne regarde que moi. Mon futur me fâche, tout est effacé. Je ne me sens pas que je n'ai pas à bondir. Le gros et l'action ne sont mon point de mire. Mon point de mire. C'est de toutes mes forces que je vous plains. Je ne pense clairement à demain. Mon génie est fourni par mon retour de télé. Je ne peux que fâcher la guérison, la destruction. La destruction. La destruction. Quelle sensation. La destruction. La devient d'avarié, vous allez. Peut-être que comme les vous êtes conservés. Je n'ai jamais aimé les offres.
Alors, est-ce qu'on écoute Palace ? Ou bien on écoute Cat Williams à propos des Caucasiens qui font partie des émeutiers. Un comédien de stand-up, hein, Cat Williams, récent, donc dans la lignée de Dave Chappelle, enfin dans la lignée, comme Dave Chappelle et comme pas mal d'autres.
I'm finna buy me a self-driving car. Fuck out of here, I'm gonna be in the back seat. You pull me over, I don't know what to tell you. Talk to the driver. Talk to the driver, officer. I'm sorry. I'm here in the back seat reading the Bible. As you can see, I'm naked with a little pit bull puppy. He's in his seatbelt. Just saying. Because it's a new world out there. This new election changed everything. Everything has changed. And don't worry, white people, we're not going to talk politics. We're not going to say who voted for who. We're not gonna get into that. We learned white people know how to keep a secret. Y'all didn't tell us shit this election, not nothing. We didn't know white people was up to something until they started showing white people in line voting. And all the white people looked like they had a secret to keep and shit. That... the white people is up to something. I can't wait to see what 2018 gonna be. 2017 is already a doozy. We used to seeing people be wrong. We ain't never seen nobody be this wrong. CNN was wrong, 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 wrong. CNN was talking big shit before the election. They had the map up, had all the states highlighted and shit. They was talking big shit. There's no way that Trump can win this unless he wins here, 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 and here. That motherfucker came back from commercial, they were sweating and crying and shit. They was bringing all the neighborhoods up separately. Where's the niggas vote at? White people done took over now. Shit that used to be black ain't black no more. First thing white people took over was rioting. Yes. Riots used to be some black shit. We'd get so mad, we'd riot. White people done took it over. White people, let me just say in front of all these minorities, y'all are terrible at it, white people. We taught y'all better than this. Y'all had a million white people out there, y'all didn't do no damage at all. Y'all out there obeying the crosswalks and passing out orange slices, walking in single file lines. And white people, we taught y'all better than this. If it's a riot, you gotta be willing to fuck some shit up. Y'all can't fuck the shit up because y'all own the shit. So y'all out there fucking it up and cleaning it up at the same time. Not a riot, white people. White people just out there shaking their signs hard and shit. Just... What are you doing? You using the shake weight? I'm riding, goddammit, I'm riding.
Là, c'est pareil, si vous ne comprenez pas l'anglais, vous loupez quelque chose. On continue maintenant avec Malavoie et le morceau Racine. Oui, on quitte le rock pour un moment.
Racine la peine en tête moins Glou qu'à monter dans yeux moins Enchanté l'amour Vini en bout de douette moins Si faut moins chanter Pleurer. la de ti mamai kamo nou ka fè vol pa wè yo ni mon ka soufè e ni dot ka pran pye yo racine la vie en tête mwen l'en musique en bout souhaite moi c'est en bout l'espoir qu'abat à danger moi s'il faut moins chanter
Alors, comme j'ai pas calé le morceau d'après, un petit bonus, Trust Fatalité.
We'll be right back. Je vous allez les perdre, je vous allez pleurer. Vous pensez quel dommage d'en être là à leur âge. Ayez la politesse de les écouter. Vous êtes assis au chaud devant la fatalité. Il y a que dans les HLM qu'ils sont tous. Il y a que dans les HLM qu'ils sont tous. Il y a que dans les HLM.
Trust, 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 tournée Répression 1980. Alors l'album, où est-ce qu'il est ? Il est là, voilà. Enfin l'album, le CD. Donc les morceaux Darkier, Police Minis, Monsieur Comédie, Fatalité, Préfabriqué, Palace, Le Mateur, Les Brutes, H&D, Toujours Pas Une Thune, Problem Child, Live Wire, Bosser 8 heures, Antisocial. Voilà, il n'y a pas l'élite qui est un de mes morceaux préférés, mais on fait avec ce qu'on peut.
Rising like this, exactly like this, where you have huge numbers of people coming out every single day in every single state in the country. And it's particularly notable because it's almost completely spontaneous. Usually big demonstrations take months of planning, publicizing, getting permits. These ones are just, hey yo, meet me outside in 5 minutes, and people are there. Since starting in Minnesota after the murder of George Floyd, these protests for black lives have spread like nobody could have imagined. From tens of thousands of people in big multi-ethnic cities to 200 people in towns that are 90% white. And now, even more impressive is that this protest has started blowing up all over the world.
In Paris, they marched, as they did in Rome and Tokyo. In Hungary, a silent crowd took a knee for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. COVID-19 kept Thai protesters off the streets, but on screen in a massive Zoom session. In London, joining this protest mattered far more than the lockdown rules. Thousands, many masked against coronavirus, gathered outside the American embassy.
Your message is heard over here, and we'll keep fighting the same fight that you are.
We'll keep fighting the same fights that you are. Yeah, that right there is why this movement has become as big as it has. Because everyone is now realizing that we're all in the same fight. Like, these protests may have been sparked by one killing in one American city, but the truth is that if you are a black person or a minority, or a poor person in many places around the world, in London, Berlin, Seoul, Cape Town, you understand what it means to be a target of the police and a target of a system that is designed to keep you down with violence if necessary. And that's why you now have people in every country standing together to say, this is not acceptable anymore, Black Lives Matter. And whenever there are big protests, there's always going to be people who stand on the sidelines, right? There's always going to be people who sit in their newspaper offices or TV news studios and say, I sympathize with you, but this is not the way to get what you want. This is not the way that you should be doing it. Protesting is a waste of time. It turns people off. It's just performative. It doesn't accomplish anything. Well, you know what? I hope those people are hungry because they're going to be eating their words. Because after 2 weeks, just after 2 weeks of these protests, we're already seeing incredible results, both large and small. For example, for decades, Americans have been arguing about Confederate monuments and other racist statues littered around this country. The people have said, take them down. And government officials have said, oh, we'll think about it, we'll study it, we'll start a commission, we'll get back to you. Well, this time, the people said, take them down. And the government officials responded with, yeah, you're right.
There were cheers.
Alors, avant de passer ce morceau des Specials Concrete Jungle, alors on pourrait en effet être d'accord avec ce que vient de dire... comment il s'appelle le monsieur ? J'oublie son nom, celui qui fait le Daily Show. Trevor Noah, voilà. À savoir que, en effet, sur les statues, les monuments sur les confédérés, les gens se plaignaient depuis un moment et les officiels, les gouvernants traînaient des pieds. Et là, justement, suite aux émeutes, les gens, en effet, commencent à enlever les statues. D'accord. Mais il y a pas mal de choses à... Est-ce que c'est vraiment à cause des émeutes qui sont répandues que ça arrive ou bien est-ce qu'il y a d'autres causes ? Affaire à suivre. Chacun peut penser ce qu'il veut. Moi, j'ai une autre opinion sur différentes choses. On écoute, comme je disais, les Specials.
Everyone wants to play.
much too young.
Gun violence these days, arguing about how to reduce deaths and injuries from firearms. But beyond the topic of gun control, what are the social, political, and corporate links to our epidemic of gun violence? I recently sat down with the hip-hop artist Oscar Jackson, who goes by the rapper name of Paris, to talk about this. Paris is known for his highly charged political and socially conscious lyrics, but he also has a degree in economics from UC Davis. His latest album is entitled Pistol Politics, and we talked about that among many other topics. Here's some of that interview. What got you, Paris, as a rap star to get involved in politics and gun control?
Well, I'm not really involved necessarily in either. You know, I just speak on issues as I see them, and always wanted to make music that spoke to the people and actually had something to say, as opposed to just doing what everybody else is doing.
Why do you think killing 90, I think there are 90 killings a day with guns in America, mm-hmm. people invade schools, and we don't do anything about it?
Well, we live in a society that is fear-driven politically, and everybody buys into the fear. You know, when you're told to be afraid of the other, then you act accordingly. And we've seen that happen time and time again. We see it, with Islamophobia now, but it's occurred with other groups of people before that. And it's a vicious cycle that seems to be never ending.
But I understand that, but what about fear of our schools being invaded? And so why don't we put a clamp down? Why don't we have more background checks?
But how often?
We should have a fear that when we send our kid to school, he doesn't get killed.
Well, I think that's a valid fear for some, but it does not happen as often as we would like to think it does. You know, and when you're constantly told you need to arm up, when you're constantly told that more guns are the solution to the guns that already exist, when there's a gun for every man, woman, and child currently in America, you know, it's a difficult thing to overcome.
Why is the NRA so powerful?
Because they got the money.
Yeah, but even their own membership mm-hmm. doesn't agree with a lot of what they stand for. 82% of their membership want mm-hmm. more background checks.
Well, we just saw the executive legislation passed by President Obama. I don't know what it's going to. The cat is out of the bag with guns, and that's what people don't realize in America. When there's so many guns that are currently in circulation, it's difficult to undo. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a bullet wound, no pun intended. So, you know, there are many of us who have different fears when it comes to violence. You know, I'm actually more afraid of the police than I'm afraid of somebody else doing something to me, honestly, because of the way the police act in communities of color. So I don't have any reservations whatsoever about going into particular neighborhoods where people like me look and breaking bread with people who are like me that I happen to know. I don't really encounter that kind of violence anymore. That's more of a something that plagues a younger generation. You know, I'm in my 40s right now in the Bay Area, California.
Was that a problem in the Bay Area?
Well, for my age group, when I was younger, yeah. You know, I mean, violence afflicts young black men more than it afflicts older black men.
You released a video single entitled Buck Buck Pass, a commentary on what you say is a connection between gun violence and corporate and political interests.
That's right.
How does this get to the police department, though? Why would a well-trained police officer, like one of the rules of the New York City police officers, mm-hmm. one of their rules is you never, ever shoot anyone in the back. Ever.
Well, obviously, rules are meant to be broken for them.
But there should be no reason to ever shoot
But they shoot people, though.
Why?
I don't know why.
Investigate the why?
Because they buy into the politics of fear also, perhaps in America. I don't know. You know, I do know that.
So the cop is
that
fearful.
In America, all police and all soldiers are viewed as heroes unless proven otherwise.
Correct.
And 9 times out of 10, most people of color, if they're young and they're black, or they're young and they're Latino, are viewed as some type of a threat, unless proven otherwise.
Even sometimes to black police officers.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have to counteract that.
By doing what?
Well, in my instance, it's by raising awareness, and what greater vehicle to do that than do something that's celebrity-based. Mm. That's all we care about in America, celebrity.
Do you ever talk?
Fear and celebrity.
Do you ever talk to police officers? No, you got a point. Do you ever talk to police officers?
I've known some in the past, but not in a long time.
Wouldn't that be a good idea for people like you to talk to
police? Yeah, but we've been talking. We've been talking and marching and crying and coffee drinking and burning candles and having meetings and all of that, but nothing seems to change. We still die.
What is it? Do Black Lives Matter? Has that worked? Is that helping?
It's raised awareness, absolutely. I would say that definitely it is a strong component toward reaching a proper resolution.
What do you make of Donald Trump's appeal? Does that hurt you, bother you?
Donald Trump is speaking to the lowest common denominator in America. And it's something that's happened before. I mean, we saw even with George Wallace, history repeats itself, you know. Anybody that's of their right mind is going to be offended by what he has to say, and really kind of, quite honestly, what his party has to say. You know, when you systematically exclude people, exclude blacks, you exclude Latinos, you exclude gay people, you exclude women, you exclude the poor, you know, who is left to vote for you? I just don't understand it, you know. But there's this rage surrounding the Obama presidency, and there's this rage and a kind of a fear, again, that word fear, driven motivation for a lot of people, oftentimes to even vote against their best interests, because they are so galvanized to be in opposition to what they consider to be the taking over of their country.
Are more rappers speaking out in their
those music? Those who know. There have been those of us who always have spoken out, you know, who, like Public Enemy and Immortal Technique and Talib Kweli and folks like that. There are people who do it. It's just that corporate interests more often than not keep us from reaching the masses the way that we used to be able to. And now everything is a dance, or everything is homogenized to be able to sell you a Toyota or a Burger King or, you know, some soda or something like that. And very little protest music is heard on a major label level.
Eh ben, on va écouter un morceau de Paris qui s'appelle, donc sur son album Pistol Politics, le morceau c'est Change We Can Believe In.
Yeah. And we learn not to question our government and to be grateful for everything we got, but we didn't know that it was at the expense of many other people in our own country. And all over the world.
Listen, baby, let's talk about this life and what it means to me. Baby, listen, that's how it's got to be. White power in black faces. Our eyes were closed, but now we all could see.
Looking at the parties like, damn, what's the parties like? Just seems all the parties right. Now I'm looking around wondering, what the hell has happened to us? It's on again, just misery. So many promises, so many of us tried to make him what he really wasn't. Still suffering, so many unemployed. Still watching NSA, got me paranoid. Made me wanna holler, throw my hands up. Got us thinking that we wrong if we demand stuff. So we popped a man up, but what'd it get us? More useless excuses and more fed up. Sounds so sweet when he making speeches. Always preaching hope and change like he really means it. Manchurian candidate. Ladies love to hear him talking cause he's so
we're
slick.
Saying, but they never really understand. No, they don't. No, we bring it. But they never seem to take a stand. No, they won't. No, we mean it.
wartime president, slicker than his predecessor, but it's still the same shit. Lost jobs, lost benefits, lost public option, lost souls follow quick. Lost all respect for that shitty selling. Same conflicts, but his reason ain't compelling. Same cause, same manufactured boogeymen. Same bombs drop when his poll numbers dip. Same profiteering, war's good for business. Same Israel nut jocking, shit is endless. Same Wall Street bailouts, early Christmas. For them same motherfuckers that should be in prison. Same racism, nut change, bruh. Wing nuts wanna point and say I told you so. We both hate his shit, but for different reasons though. They hate cause he black, we hate cause he wrong.
We say it, but they never really understand. No they don't, no, no we bring it. But they never seem to take a stand. No they won't,
right.
No we mean it. Better know they really ain't your friend.
Nope.
And they shown it, so believe in me. Believe in, believe in.
So I say it all again, man. Same shit, different day, all the same, man. Same news cycle, same yapping magpies. Same gats clapping overseas, taking lives. Now they say I'm hating cause I pulled his skirt. Same people that done lost their house and out of work. Got the nerve to think that I'm speaking out of line. Can't criticize cause he supposed to be my kind. But scared Negroes won't rock the boat. Same Bush era tax cuts, same drones. Same folks on lock, Guantanamo. Same campaign stop. Same shitty jokes, cracked while the world gets choked on. And most black folk broke but still hold on to the illusion of choice. Both parties, both sides of the same bullshit coin.
We say it, but they never really understand. No, they don't, so we bring it. But they never seem to take a stand.
Right.
And they won't,
no.
But we mean it. Better know they really ain't your friend. And they shown it, so believe in me. Believe it, we sing it, but they never really understand. No, they don't, no, we bring it, but they never seem to take a stand. No, they won't, no, we mean it. Better know they really ain't your friend, but they showed it, so believe in me. Believe it.
Dr. Funkenstein returned to find that the planet had fallen prey to the dread placebo syndrome, spread by the evil Sir Nose Devoid of Funk.
I am Sir Nose Devoid of Funk.
Man was fast becoming an endangered species, and Parliament had but one choice, to declare war. From his arsenal of secret weapons, Dr. Funkenstein unveils his bop gun.
Shoot them with bop gun.
The only hope to win the battle of Funkentelechy versus the placebo syndrome. Parliament's Funkentelechy versus the placebo syndrome. The battle of the century from Casablanca, Record and Film Works.
Being aware of the non-ending condition of our radically non-logical, necessary, and yet free and responsible nature.
Oui, on vous rappelle que nous sommes tous les enfants du P. We are all sons and daughters of the P. Parliament, Funkadelic, George Clinton, Eddie Hazel, etc., etc. On se reconnaît dans la famille P-Funk. Et on continue avec un groupe qui s'appelle Africa. Et le morceau, c'est Past, Present and Future. C'est sorti, je crois, en 70. L'album s'appelle Demon Fuzz.
We'll be right back.
20h45, les news avec 45 minutes de retard. Alors, nouvelle compilation punk hardcore italienne sortie chez Area Pirata Records, ça s'appelle Urla dal Gran Ducato, volume 2, donc avec des groupes de la région du Grand Ducat, c'est-à-dire la Toscane, des groupes de Florence, Pise, Sienne, Livourne, des années 80, donc du hardcore italien. Donc les groupes, c'est Stato di Polizia, Fallout, Juggernaut, Brontosauri. Le seul que je connais dans cette compilation, c'est Juggernaut. Prochaine réédition princière, donc on change de style, l'album Sign of the Time de 87, donc qui sera réédité le 25 septembre 2020 par Warner, je crois. Il y aura trois versions. Une version simple, un album remasterisé, donc deux CD ou deux vinyles. Une édition deluxe avec trois CD ou quatre vinyles. Alors je crois que l'un des CD c'est soit un live, soit divers inédits, enfin divers morceaux. Bah oui, du coup inédits sortis en 87 mais qui ne figurent pas sur l'album Sign of the Time. Si vous avez lu le spécial Prince qui est sorti sur le... les deux hors-série du magazine Wax Poetics, vous devez savoir que Prince enregistrait, mixait, enfin, en tout cas, au moins chaque jour, il y avait deux ou trois morceaux complets. Donc, vous imaginez, donc, 365 jours par an, ça fait quoi ? Quasiment 1000 morceaux que Prince composait, et vous multipliez, donc, vous voyez donc qu'est-ce qu'il a en réserve, le monsieur ? Bon, il y avait des morceaux qu'il refaisait, qu'il mettait de côté, qu'il mettait sur tel ou tel album. Et je crois qu'il y avait des années où il voulait sortir 4 albums par an. Et la maison de disques lui dit non, on vient d'en sortir un, tu vas pas en sortir un deuxième. Enfin bref. Donc, l'album remasterisé 2 CD, la version deluxe 3 CD ou la version super deluxe qui correspond à 8 CD plus un DVD. Ou alors 13 vinyles plus un DVD. Et en bonus pour les fans hardcore, il y a un coffret 45 tours limité à 1987 copies qui sera proposé à la vente, donc en plus de tout ça. On rechange de sujet, de style avec Incantation, donc parmi les piliers du death metal américain. Nouvel album qui sortira le 21 août chez Relapse Records toujours, ça s'appelle Sect of Vile Divinities. La maison d'édition des Flammes Noires sortira en août la version française du bouquin de Jorn Stubberud, alias Necro Butcher, ancien bassiste de Mayhem. Ça s'appelle 1984-1994, les archives Mayhem de Necro Butcher. On reste dans la douceur. Witching Hour Production réédite Zeveni, alors ça s'écrit Z-J-E-V-E-N-I. C'est le premier album du groupe black metal tchèque Root, qui est sorti en 1990 à l'origine. Donc là, ça sera un double CD avec un live de 1999. En bonus, ce sera aussi disponible en cassette et en vinyle. Tirage limité pour la cassette et le vinyle. Une demande de libération anticipée de Harry O, alias Michael Harry O Harris, qui était l'un des investisseurs initiaux du label Destro Records, a été refusée. Il est supposé terminer sa peine en 2028, mais bon, il a tenté le coup, on va dire ça comme ça. Et enfin, Tiburs, Mavungood et De Braza Edition annoncent la sortie du bouquin L'Odyssée de la presse rap en France pour septembre. On peut le précommander pour 39€ sur leur site. Voilà pour les news. On va terminer sur du Prince, pas forcément de 1987 d'ailleurs. Ici, on va écouter Sign of the Times.
Chance his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there are 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. ceiling off a church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. My sister killed a baby cause she couldn't afford to feed it, and it was sending people to the moon. In September my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June. Ship explodes and everybody still wants to fly. But some say man ain't happiness, man truly dies. Oh, time. Baby, make a speech, Star Wars fly. Neighbors just shining home. But if a night falls and a bomb falls, will anybody see the dawn? Time. Time.